at this point, I think we should just accept the fact that the podcast drops episodes once a month, because Zana, like, it's been 26 days since I last recorded an episode. Hey, it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. We'll just drop episodes when we can. I hope 2025 is gonna be better for us. Anyway, hey my darlings, hey my kitties, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hey, how are you? I hope you like it over here and then you decide to stay. And if you're coming back again, hey sweetie, how you doing? Good to have you back. It's so nice to have you back. I hope you're good. I hope you're enjoying the festive season, and just spending time with family, resting, taking care of yourself, you know, all that good stuff. For those of us that are in Europe, I know it's not much of a festive season, because it's like, bro, first of all, it's cold outside. And in Europe, well, I don't know if the whole of Europe is like that, but I know that in Germany, it's like, it's not that festive, well, except for like the Christmas market and the Christmas stuff. But then it's not December, it's just, oh, December, white winter, you know, like cold winter or whatever, Santa Claus. But then it's not like how we're used to it back home. For those of us that are Africans, we know that when it's December, when it's Christmas, it's Christmas. But then, oh my days, something distracted me. So now I'm like, where was I with my thought process, by the way? But like, anyway, as I was saying, in Europe, it's not that, you know, it's not get December, it's just December. But I hope you guys are just having a good time and all that good stuff, you know. And yar. I hate it when, like, I'm really coming along with my thought process and then something distracts me. And then now I'm just like, where was I? What was I saying, by the way? Oh, anyway, speaking of Christmas, in Europe, I was saying that, like, the only thing that, well, I think that's what I think. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but like the Christmas market. And over the past year, I don't know why I'm speaking so fast, but I need to take a deep breath and get back into it. I'm not gonna edit that part out. One thing about me is I'm not very motivated to edit stuff, so I'm just gonna leave that there. This is the raw and uncut podcast, okay? But anyway, I was saying the one thing that I would like to participate in this side is the, well, not participate, but then I would just like to go to the Christmas market. Over the past couple of years, I haven't really been that keen to go, because one thing about me, I hate the cold. So I'm like, what am I doing outside? It's cold, it's freezing. But then this time, I really, really, really want to go to the Christmas market. So I'm definitely going to make sure that I go this year. Anyway, why have I been quiet? I also don't know, guys. Sometimes I just, it's like I'm in a quiet girl era, which is like, girl, you've got a podcast, so you can't be in a quiet girl era. It doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, it happens. I'm a girl who sometimes doesn't have things to say, you know, like, it's like sometimes I just don't have things to say. And I think the last time I recorded an episode, I was talking about how I was on like a 2-week leave from work. And let me tell you one thing, I'm not saying God plays favorites. I'm just saying that I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Because today is the last day of another 1 week off of work that I had. And I'm just like, when God comes through for the girl, he really definitely does. And I'm honestly like looking forward to going back to work. Kind of, not really, low key. But then during this 1 week break, I've just been resting. Like I've been sleeping for about 8-9 hours. Like I've been making sure that I've been sleeping. The only things that I've been doing is sleep, eat and go to the gym, which has been very exciting because I'm trying to get back into like being consistent and building consistency and stuff like that. So that's why I've just been going to the gym more regularly, and I definitely do enjoy that. Like I like that. One thing about me, I love the gym. And okay, it's not mainly for like the physical part, because I'm like, okay, fine, I like looking at myself in the mirror and being like, that pump though, girl, like those muscles though, like you're working. But then it's like it's so amazing to see how much strength my body has got, like pushing myself and just seeing how much I can push beyond what I think are my physical limits. That's very exciting. And also just showing up for myself because I love myself. So when I say, let me go to the gym, and I actually do it, it just makes me feel good about myself, because like you said, you would do something and you showed up for yourself without anyone, you know, holding a gun to my head and whatever. And I'm so happy that I'm in this space where I'm able to like show up like that, because this year I haven't really been that consistent in the gym because I had school, work was tiring me, everything was just excuse me, everything was just training me. But then now it's like I'm back, I'm being consistent, I'm in the gym, I'm in my Bible, I'm even back to reading. A fun fact that a lot of people don't know about me, I love reading. I used to be an avid reader. I don't know what avid means, but like I've heard people talk about being an avid reader. I'm guessing that means being someone who reads consistently. Well, from the context that I've gotten, it means that you read like consistently, right? And I used to like be someone, I genuinely love reading. I'd rather read than watch like a movie or something. But then lately I was just like, I didn't have the time to read, and sometimes I just wouldn't really be interested in reading. Like I've got on my shelf, I've got a number of books. Some of them are completely unread, some of them I started them and then I was just like meh. But then lately I've just also been getting back to reading, and the book that I'm currently reading is called The Purpose, The Purpose. Every time English must fight me on this podcast, every time English has to remind me that I'm not your mother. But anyway, the book that I'm reading is called The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. And before I read this book, or before I heard more about it, I just used to hear about it, you know, like when you just hear about a book title and author, and I thought it was one of like those self-help books, almost like Atomic Habits. But then turns out it's not, it's more like faith-based, it's more like Christian type of content, you know. And what I love about this book so far, like I haven't really been reading it much, it's the fact that it's very like scripture based. It's not just someone who's giving me their opinion or their life experience, it's literally pointing you to the word of God, which is something that I appreciate as a Christian, you know, because I'm like, give me the word of God, okay? So that's why I've just been loving this book, even though I feel like sometimes I'm just like, Lord, the contents of this book are a bit heavy, because you know sometimes you read something and you're just like, I need understanding, because this is a bit heavy for me to like digest and to swallow down, so I need to take it in like small bite sizes. But then absolutely love it, like I've just been enjoying, or rather appreciating, finding out more about purpose. And also it has, so far it has made me realize that, because it talks a lot about like worship and what worship looks like and stuff like that. And I just came to the realization that I know like worship is like, okay, fine, we're in church, we're singing praise and worship. But then it has mainly taught me that my whole life and how I live my life and how I conduct myself and everything, that is worship if I do it for the glory of God. So I could literally be eating a cheeseburger, and if I'm doing it for the glory of God, I'm worshiping the Lord in that moment. I might not have enough words to explain what it is that I'm learning, but if you're interested, get into it. I promise you it's gonna like, I feel like it's gonna help you, because I'm literally like a few chapters in and I'm just like, I'm seeing how it's helping me and opening my eyes and shifting my perspective on a lot of things. And I truly, truly, truly appreciate that. So yeah, that's where we've basically been at, you know, with like the whole consistency thing. And also trying to find my purpose and being like, okay, what is my purpose? And realizing that my purpose is more about pleasing God than it is about pleasing myself or pleasing people. So I feel like anything that I do that pleases God, that is my purpose. That is worship. Because my purpose essentially is to worship God, is to worship Jesus Christ who died for me. So we've just been learning in that. It's not easy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and act like, yeah, no, it's wholesome, it's good vibes. It's not easy. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, I'm not hearing your word. Like, I'm just not understanding. What are we saying here? And then sometimes, like, I'm just flowing and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it. Like, yeah, you're making sense. And then sometimes I'm just like, oh, child. But what are we even talking about? So it's just, it's a journey. And it definitely has its ups and downs. And there's learning curves. You learn, you find out, and stuff like that. And I truly appreciate that. And another thing that I've learned through this book that I'm reading is, because one thing, I think I mentioned it in one of the episodes before this, that I've just been like dealing with a lot of comparison. Low-key, I still am, but like God is working on me and working on my perspective and everything that like concerns me and stuff like that. So one thing that I learned from like this book is the fact that God is looking at my life and the progress that I'm making, and he's like proud of me. It's like he's clapping for me and he's cheering for me, and he's not looking at my life in comparison to anyone else's. For example, he's not looking at my life and comparing it to, let's say, Usipho Sihle out there. No, he's looking at Mpho Enhle Ndlovu's life and he's like, I'm so happy, like I'm cheering you on the progress that you're making with each and every day that you're trying. I'm not looking at your life and being like, oh, but look at Sipho. Sipho is doing better than you. Sipho is worshiping me more than you. No. It's about you and me. And Sipho has got nothing to do with it. Like, Sipho's life is Sipho's life. So I just appreciate that about God. The fact that he's not looking at me and comparing me to anyone. So why should I look at my life and compare it to anyone else's life when the person that made me, well, God is not a person, but like when the one who made me is looking at my life and is being proud of the progress that I made. Do I think I'm better than him when I compare myself to other people? It's a bit brazy. It's a bit crazy if you ask me. There's no need for me to compare myself. You get what I'm saying? Like, there is absolutely, absolutely no need for that. And yeah, that's basically where we're at. I think that is basically where we are. And my brain is glitching again. Where are we? Oh, I have a lot to say. Hey, do I? I don't know. I think so. But then anyway, another thing that I have been learning is that, like, don't save up your nice things for later. This is the conversation that I was having with someone, to be like, but my mindset is always this, right? I'm always like, you know, if I keep on saving, let's say my clothes, I'm like, no, I won't wear these clothes. These are my favorite clothes or whatever. I could walk out of my house and get hit by a car and die on the spot. I know this feels like it's dark, but then I'm cooking. Let me cook. And die on the spot. And then my siblings, I know my siblings very well, especially my older sister. They're going to be fighting for my clothes. They are going to come and take my clothes and wear those clothes that I was just keeping for another day. So it's like, enjoy your things whilst you still live. Wear those clothes whilst you're still alive. And for a lot of us, that, like, if you grew up with, I don't want to say grew up poor, but then if you didn't grow up with much, yes, if you didn't grow up with much. And I think this is the reality of a lot of us, like, African kids. I'm not going to speak for other types of nationalities or whatever, because I don't know what they go through in their upbringing. But then for a lot of us, as children, it's like a classic example. You'll be having, like, clothes that you wear, like, when you're around the house, you know, like, those clothes that are kind of dirty. Maybe some of them are even torn or whatever, that you wear when you're at home. And then you have the special clothes that you wear when you like leave the house or whatever. Excuse me, I think I'm catching flu. And then you have the special clothes that you wear when you leave the house and stuff like that, right? So it's like, those are your special clothes. You'll never wear those clothes at home whilst you're just at home chilling. because your parents will not allow that, right? That special pair of jeans, ain't no ways. And you won't wear the home clothes when you go out, maybe going to town or whatever. Or you're going to church, your Sunday best, you know. You will not wear those clothes when you're going to church, right? So I think growing up, we just kind of grow up with that mentality. And then as an adult, you find yourself having clothes that you're like, oh, okay, fine, these ones are more special. I'm saving them for a special occasion. What if that special occasion never comes? Like, what if it never comes? I don't know. I've just been living in such a way. Like, when it comes to my clothes, there's barely any clothes where I say these are clothes that I'm going to wear, like, when I'm going out. And then these ones I'm going to wear when I'm at home. I could wear a hoodie that I wear to go somewhere at home, you know, because it's just like, it's like, it's just clothes. There's no, there isn't that much of a distinction, except for maybe things like jeans or whatever, you know. Anyway, I don't know why I'm like rambling so much. The point is that wear your clothes, enjoy your things, spray that expensive perfume, even if you're not going to somewhere special. I'd be spraying my expensive perfume to go to work because I'm like, first of all, this job is the one that helped me to afford this perfume. So I'm going to spray the perfume going to the JOB because why not? You know, maybe, I don't know, if someone thinks I'm wrong for thinking this way, please let me know. Like, please absolutely let me know. Speaking of the job that helped me to get this perfume, I've realized that lately, like, God has been changing my perspective a lot. Like, he's been shifting my perspective a lot. A conversation that I had with God a couple of months ago, I don't really remember the time frame, but I know it was when I was still in school and I was towards my finals and stuff like that. I was talking to God and I was just like, Lord, if you didn't bless me one more time, I would be lying to you if I say that I'd be grateful or that I'd be absolutely content with my life. And I want to reach that point whereby I am content to the extent that I'm like, God, if you didn't do one more thing for me, I would be grateful. Like, I would, if you didn't add one more blessing to my life, I would still praise you and still feel like I'm content and I'm so grateful with everything that's going on in my life, right? And then it's like, after that, God has just been changing my perspective on things and he's been changing my mindset, because I would be lying if I said I now have more stuff or I now have a lot of stuff. But then I've realized that with each and every day that I wake up, it's like there's a great feeling of contentment and gratitude to God for what I have and for the life that I live. And it shows up in like a lot of things, even in the smallest things. But one of the big things in that it shows up in is in terms of my work. Because I used to be like, oh my days, I don't like this job. Like, why me? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to go through this? But then now, with every day that I like go to work, I'm just like, first of all, it's a privilege for me to be here. Like, thank you, God, that I get to do this. And then I get to get paid money on top of it. Like, thank you so much for this. Thank you for choosing me to be the person to do this. And as much as the job in itself is like kind of, it's difficult, it's frustrating, it can be exhausting. But then there's just that joy in doing the job that I do, because I'm just like, it's a privilege to be chosen by God and to be blessed in that sense, you know, and to get to work with people and to get to interact with people and stuff like that. So I'm like so grateful and so thankful. And I think lately my life is more like, I'm filled with a lot of gratitude and contentment. Even in things like when I go to the gym, I'm just like, Lord, thank you for giving me the physical ability to be able to do this. I know the people that have me on my WhatsApp know that a lot of the time they'll be posting like, oh my days, I can't believe I have to go to the gym again. I post that for entertainment purposes because I actually do love going to the gym. And for me, like I say, it's beyond just the physique and beyond that. My body is snatched, child. It's beyond that. But then it's more like, oh, I get to like lift these weights. Like, you have given me such physical strength and ability to lift these weights. Thank you, God. Going back to that thing of everything that you do, becomes worship when you do it with an attitude of like thanking God, an attitude of glorifying God, an attitude of praising God, because it's like, okay, he has given me physical strength in the gym, so I will praise him and I will be thankful for that, you know, to be like, oh, I can lift this 10 kgs, this 5 kgs, or I can add like more reps to my weights and stuff like that. And even being blessed with like the money to even have like a gym membership, it's like, it's such a blessing, you know, like when you look at the things that you have in life as blessings, life becomes so much more better. It becomes so much more beautiful because you genuinely truly realize how blessed you are. And please never look at your life in comparison to other people. I absolutely hate this. I know we do this a lot as people, to say, oh God, thank you that I have a job because there's people that don't have. Absolutely hate it. Just be like, God, thank you for blessing me with the job. And let that be that. If you're praying for people that don't have, then pray for them and ask the Lord to bless them as well, so that they may enjoy the blessings that you have been afforded. But then don't thank God for the things that you have because somebody else doesn't have. Because you're not better than the other person that doesn't have. You've just been blessed in that area. That's that. It doesn't mean that you're better than the other person or that the other person is less than you. No. It's just the way life is. You happen to be lucky in this perspective, and that's that. So for me, it's always like, Lord, thank you that I get to do this. And when you look at life with an attitude of thank you that I get to do this, instead of oh my days, I can't believe that I have to do this, like instead of waking up in the morning and saying, oh Lord, I have to work again, I'm just complaining about work, but then being like, Lord, thank you that I get to wake up. First of all, you gave me another day. You gave me another chance. You let me see another day. And not only that, I get to be physically well and physically fit enough to go and do the job that you have blessed me with. And on top of that, I'm getting paid money at the end of the month. Like, you're doing your big one, God. So thank you. It literally, that attitude makes life feel a lot more, like, I don't know, it just makes life, it makes you look forward to life a bit more. And I'm not gonna sit here and act all self-righteous and act like I've always felt this way. Like I'm saying, I was praying and telling God that I'm not content. I've had moments where I'm like, Lord, I know I'm supposed to practice gratitude, but in this moment I don't feel grateful. Like I don't feel gratitude. And it's not to say that you didn't bless me or you didn't do things for me. It's just that it's the way I'm feeling. So help me to change my perspective. So if you're feeling, maybe you're like, I don't really have that feeling of gratitude. It happens. Just acknowledge it. And also identify the things that might be making you feel like you're not grateful for whatever you've been blessed with. And take that before God and just talk to him and be like, this is how I feel. God is not intimidated by your feelings. He wants you to talk to him and be like, Lord, I don't feel grateful. Maybe it's because of this and that and the other. And he'll literally like shift your perspective so much. And he'll work on your character and he'll work on your heart, work on your mind. One thing about God is that he's in the business of working on hearts, child. If you just take it to him and be honest and just put it at his feet, and he'll definitely work on that, and he'll make you a better person. And the more you live a life of gratitude, it helps you be more selfless. And this is my prayer. I'm not saying like I'm the most selfless person. Hey, I'd be lying. I've just realized that I'm actually kind of like selfish. I know the world that we live in want to encourage that, but then it's like that's not the life of a believer. So my conversations with God have been more of like, help me to be a bit more selfless and to care more about other people. Because even my prayers is all about, Lord, I need this, Lord, I want this, Lord, what's the plan for my life, Lord, what's the purpose? But how about you just say, God, what can I do for you? Who can I bless? What can I do for other people? How can I show up for other people? How can I give? How can I do this? You know, like, just to be a bit more selfless and a bit more aware, because I don't, like, even the Bible says it, so much. There's so much in scripture. I don't even have the references right now. I'm sorry. But there's way too many scripture references that talk about being selfless, taking care of one another, making, like, be concerning yourself with the problems of other people. Because we're not meant to live life, you know, like a very blinkered life, focusing on only yourself. I mean, minding your business is biblical, but like, we are saying this when we say mind your business in the biblical sense, it's like, don't gossip about your neighbor. But we're not saying, see somebody suffering where you could help and be like, oh, I'm gonna mind my business. I'm literally calling myself out right now, like I'm dragging myself. This is so funny because, girl, you're dragging yourself, but like, God didn't make me to be selfish. So me being selfish is like, girl, you can't be talking about Jesus and then now you want to live your life otherwise, you know, like, do the right thing and be a proper believer and stuff like that. Right. Speaking of being a believer, one of the best and greatest things happened for me this year. And I feel like one day I will share like the testimony in depth of what God has done. I can't share it right now because I'm just like, Lord, I haven't healed enough to be sharing this testimony. But what I'm talking about is that we currently have a Bible study group, like an in-person Bible study group for the people that live in my city, where we meet, we like pick dates and we discuss and we meet and we just come together and we read the word of God and we share on that. We pray together, we pray for each other, we share testimonies and stuff like that. And then we just have conversations and blah, 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 right? And that has been like a great blessing. You know, when God answers a prayer that you didn't even know you were praying. I think I saw this on Bonye's story today, because I'm just like, that didn't randomly come into my head. But I think she posted something about God answering a prayer you didn't even know you were praying, you know? So for me, that's what the Bible study feels like. And it's like, again, it's one of the things whereby I sit. We've had two sessions so far. And every time when I've been in that session, or even afterwards when I'm just thinking about it, I'm just like, Lord, thank you for this privilege to be sitting in this place and to get to know your word even more and to share with other people in your word, people that have the same keenness to grow and to understand you and to learn your word and stuff like that. It's definitely, one, not something to be taken for granted. Two, it's not a privilege that a lot of people get, I guess. Like, not everyone gets to have that. And I'm doing the thing that I said I hate. Anyway, let me not be grateful because other people don't have. But then, like, just to be chosen as a child of God and being chosen enough to be fed the word of God is, like, it's such a blessing. Do not take it for granted. Absolutely appreciate God for that. And I'm just like, I'm so thankful to you, God. You know, like, I'm just so thankful for the many things that God has done for me, especially, yeah, this year was like my big one. This year, I think I should actually do a whole separate video reflecting on video. Auntie, is your podcast videos now a big I think I should record a whole separate episode just reflecting on the year. But like, is there much to talk about? I don't know. I'm thinking of this because yesterday I was having a conversation with Kanye, right? And then she was just like, ah, Tommy, how has your 2024 been? And I was like, it's actually been a really good year. Despite the fact that school was beating me up, like, I feel like this is the most, what's the word? I feel like this is the most peaceful year that I've had in like the past 6 years. Yeah, I know. Like, this year was such a good year. And not because like a lot of things were happening or, you know, like a lot of good things. But then I've just been so much at peace this year. Like, my heart was at peace so much. And this is a promise that God gave me and he fulfilled it. Because I remember at the beginning of the year, it's either it was at the beginning of the year or at the end of last year, where I was just like talking to God. And then he was just, there's a scripture. I know there's a couple of them that speak about peace. There's one where Jesus says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives." Because in the world, I need to know my scripture. Please don't judge me. I do know a couple of memory verses. But then there's one when Jesus says, "In the world you will have trials and tribulations, but take heart, for I have overcome the world," right? And then there's, guys, I'm sure you guys get my point. There's scriptures that speak about peace. And Jesus saying that he gives us peace, not as the world gives us. Because if you were, I'm going, don't worry, after I'm going to read my Bible. Like, anyway, as I was still saying that God gave me that promise of his peace. And he made me understand that the peace that he gives, the world can never give it. And the most important thing was that, was me being given the understanding that God's peace is not like, it's not a feeling of like, oh, I feel at peace today. I feel so peaceful. It's a promise and an assurance of knowing that God has said his word and he's going to fulfill it as it is. You know, like, his peace, I always say this, his peace is a promise. It's like, it's a fact. It's not a thing of, it's not based on, oh, I feel so much at peace, because you will not always feel at peace. But then as long as you know that you have the peace of the Lord, then the joy of the Lord is your strength. You get what I'm saying? So that was like the biggest promise that God gave to me beginning of the year. And it has been true till this very day, like all year long. It's just through the ups and downs. I've just been so much at peace. And I'm just like I said, maybe I'll make another episode reflecting on this year, because it's been a ride. But what has helped is holding on to the peace of the Lord. It just shifted everything for me, to be honest. Okay, I've been yapping so much, like, I've just been yapping. One thing about me, sometimes I'm a yapper, okay? Sometimes I'm a yapper. And I feel like for today, I have exhausted my 1 hour yapping time. Because I feel like I have an hour allowance to yap every day. And I've been speaking for like 30-something minutes, so I've definitely exhausted that. So, I hope you guys are good, and I hope you are keeping warm wherever you are. I hope you're taking care of yourself, and I hope you are, I don't know why I say, oh, as if like, I just remembered something that's like very important or whatever. Please, never mind that, nothing. Anyway, I hope you guys continue taking care of yourself, hydrating, and practicing a bit more gratitude, and staying close to the Lord, and just taking care of yourself. Bye.